The True Confessions of Charlotte Doyle, Disc 2.
Chapter 5. Never had I met with such impertinence. That this Zachariah, my inferior, a cook, should tell such a slanderous tale of violence and cruelty regarding Captain Jaggery to me, as though it were a confidence, was deeply mortifying. I would not, could not believe it. You can imagine then my relief at being rescued by Mr. Hollybrass. With head held high, and fingers smoothing dress and hair as best I could, I hurriedly followed the first mate from the galley to the captain's cabin, at the far end of the steerage, under the ever-watchful eyes of the crew. More than once I touched the dirk that lay in my pocket. I was resolved to give it to the captain. Whether or not I should tell the captain what I'd just heard was a more delicate question. To confess that I'd even been spoken to in such an offending fashion would have made me feel acutely uncomfortable, but not to speak of it would smack of complicity. Before I could make up my mind, Mr. Hollybrass had knocked upon the captain's door, and upon hearing an "Enter," he opened it. I stepped forward. Every other place I'd seen aboard the Seahawk had a rough, crude look, with not the slightest hint of style or culture about them. The captain's cabin was a world apart. It extended the full width of the Seahawk, and I found I could stand up in it with room to spare. The walls were richly paneled and hung with miniatures and pretty pastoral prints of dear England. On the back wall, the stern of the ship, there was a row of windows, below which stood a handsome stuffed sofa. A high bed was built into the port side. A desk with neatly stacked charts and nautical instruments in velvet boxes faced it on the starboard wall. Next to the desk was an iron cabinet that I took to be a safe, not unlike my father's. In one corner, I spied a chessboard, pieces at the ready. Finally, a table, with a few chairs about it, had been laid with a silver service for tea. Had there been no creak and groan of timbers, no rattle of rigging and chain, no hiss of waves, I might have been excused for forgetting that we were at sea. To complete this elegant picture, Captain Jaggery sat upon one of a pair of armchairs in fine full dress, an open book on his knee. It was, in fact, the Bible. When I came in, he rose to his feet and made an elegant bow. Could anything be in greater contrast to my meeting with Zachariah? I was charmed. "Miss Doyle," he said, "how kind of you to visit." Wishing to present myself in the best possible fashion, I moved forward with one hand out. He took it graciously. Then he turned to the first mate. "Mr. Hollybrass," he said briskly, "that will be all." Mr. Hollybrass presented a salute and retired.